success out of it. Done real well. And he's accommodating, and you give you all the morning if you want.
I see. Well, that's
if he can think of that kind of a farmer for you, that would be a real help. But I don't know whether
he grew up around here. It would make an interesting contrast.
I was trying to think of somebody who you'd say, well, he's moved in town. The farming thing's gotten to be so complicated, and he's moved in town. I was trying to think of that kind of a man. I know there's somebody like that in town, but I just don't have to be.
I have all kinds of questions. For example, the different kinds of calls that farmers would make to the cattle. They'd have one call for the cows, another call for the hogs, and so on. And
a newspaper man could help you a lot. His name is George.
He's a farm boy. Farm boy turned legislator and paper man.
I see.
South Reporter, just put that, that's the name of this paper, South Reporter. Anybody can tell you where that is.
It's off the square, but just one block.
Who else would help him around here? Roger. J.M. He is our chancellor clerk, and he is a real dirty farmer.
What do you think she would know these, would click?
He's in the courthouse.
You think she would know all these farm expressions?
He wants farming people, and I'm giving him people who know all about it.
Farmer, then legislator, and then
Well, no, I wouldn't say he was a farmer, but his father was a farmer, wasn't he?
Farmer, he's the only one.
Well, he didn't farm.
He's right on it all day.
I thought Hamlet was the one that was out in the cotton field.
I'm talking about now.
Talking about Flick.
He gets up at 4 o'clock every morning.
How many tractors has he got, Harris? And bulldozers and things.
I expect he's got $500,000 worth of farm.
Is that right?
But he's right there in the courthouse, and he's like Woods. He's nice and accommodating, and he'll help you all he can. Mm-hmm.
Maybe he can tell you some farmers that we don't know that would be able to.
Perhaps someone who's still out on the farm.
Now, a real ignorant farmer, I don't know one in town.
Well, he doesn't care whether they're so terribly, but he means they don't have to have graduated at Harvard.
I see. As a matter of fact, you have to survive.
Don't jump to most of them off.
I'm not surprised.
Mississippi State College, you know.
Well, and to survive on a farm, now you need an education.
Yeah.
It's a business, not just
You know the name of our county agent, Leo Hutchinson, don't you?
I didn't know his name, but I think I passed the agency on the way out. Isn't that on 78?
Harris, where's the farm? Where's Leo Hutchinson, our county agent? Is that in the Tubby building? Where would you go to see Leo Hutchinson?
He's moved, and I don't know why he's moved.
Building out on the highway.
That's the one I asked if he was in. That was the forestry people more there.
You go right by one with lots of government agencies and farm people in it. Mm-hmm. And he may be in that building, but I don't know.
All right, I'll check. Well, certainly.
Well, some of these leads maybe will help you.
Well, I'm sure
that you're in a town now that's full of farmers. Non-working, educated farmers.
Gentlemen farmers.
You want a dirt farmer, don't you?
That would be ideal, yes. Someone who's...
The only dirt farmer I know is